A Mysterious Man with Golden Eyes. Page 59. In the following text, you will read a conversation that Bella Swan and her boyfriend-to-be, Edward Cullen, are having. She knows that something is strange about Edward because her friend Jacob told her stories about him and his family, the Cullens. In this passage, the two of them are driving home from Port Angeles, and Edward has just saved Bella from four young guys who tried to attack her. Now Bella is trying to make Edward tell her who he really is.
"How old are you?"
17, he answered promptly.
"And how long have you been 17?
His lips twitched as he stared at the road.
"A while,"
he admitted at last.
"Okay,"
I smiled, pleased that he was still being honest with me. He stared down at me with watchful eyes, much as he had before when he was worried I would go into shock. I smiled wider in encouragement, and he frowned.
"Oh, don't laugh, but how can you come out during the daytime?"
He laughed anyway.
"Myth."
"Burned by the sun?
Myth."
"Sleeping in coffins?
Myth."
He hesitated for a moment, and a peculiar tone entered his voice.
"I can't sleep."
It took me a minute to absorb that.
"At all?"
"Never," he said, his voice nearly inaudible. He turned to look at me with a wistful expression. The golden eyes held mine, and I lost my train of thought. I stared at him until he looked away.
"You haven't asked me the most important question yet."
His voice was hard now, and when he looked at me again, his eyes were cold. I blinked, still dazed.
"Which one is that?" "You aren't concerned about my diet?"
he asked sarcastically.
"Oh," I murmured, "that." "Yes, that."
His voice was bleak.
"Don't you want to know if I drink blood?"
I flinched.
"Well, Jacob said something about that."
"What did Jacob say?"
he asked flatly.
"He said you didn't hunt people. He said your family wasn't supposed to be dangerous because you only hunted animals."
"He said we weren't dangerous?"
His voice was deeply skeptical.
"Not exactly. He said you weren't supposed to be dangerous, but the Kiutes still didn't want you on their land, just in case."
He looked forward, but I couldn't tell if he was watching the road or not.
"So was he right about not hunting people?"
I tried to keep my voice as even as possible.
"The Kiutes have a long memory," he whispered.
I took it as a confirmation.
"Don't let that make you complacent, though," he warned me. "They're right to keep their distance from us. We are still dangerous."
"I don't understand."
"We try," he explained slowly. "We're usually very good at what we do. Sometimes we make mistakes. Me, for example, allowing myself to be alone with you."
"This is a mistake?" I heard the sadness in my voice, but I didn't know if he could as well.
"A very dangerous one," he murmured.